This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend.
Just a cool-ass dude, man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
What a cool-ass guy.
You imagine sounding like this when you sing?
I'm talking about, I would sing sentences to women.
I would
never talk. I would just sing to
them. Would just be two guys singing sports.
And just saying, baby, all day. I was just like, damn. Yes, that's how I would walk around. And I would wear, like, bell bottoms until I couldn't wear it no more. Like,
Yeah, because it was kind of peak day. He always had, like, a cool, like, skull cap on.
Yes. Like, he's the originator of wearing a skull
buttons
cap.
Buttons way open with, like, some nice necklaces or
wearing
something.
Wearing a damn Scully in June in Georgia.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how that's possible, but, hey.
He had, like, a T-shirt, deep V, with, like, a vest on. It's like, what kind of outfit is this?
I'm talking about, it
don't
matter.
He looked awesome.
And he says, baby. Yep. Like, yeah, man.
Some guys, some folks can just do that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
man. It just be as cool as possible. Yeah. And I was asking, would I rather be an athlete or a good singer? Good singer.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, in terms of the power rankings of all, to be able to have been an NFL player for 11 years. Pretty cool, too.
The coolest thing in the world.
Pretty cool, too. But, yeah, I think in terms of, like, the most, like, you know, you're getting the most out of it for the longest.
Yeah.
You're still singing.
Hell yeah.
Till they tell you to go home.
Yeah.
Like Mick Jagger's still out there on stage.
Yeah.
Man's 80 years old.
Yes. I would, like, yeah. I mean, I'm blessed. I got to live my dream. I did. But, like, you telling me that I could be reincarnated as, like, Stevie Wonder, but can see? I'll take it. I damn sure will.
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey.
You got to sacrifice those.
Don't let me get started on Stevie, okay? We're
not, you want to be?
Because every time I say Stevie, my algorithm gives me this damn Stevie, a new Stevie video that
I ain't
seen.
Yeah, the Stevie conspiracy theories.
It gives me a new video that I ain't seen of Stevie.
Stevie's seen it.
And exactly. See what I'm saying? And I always start laughing, and then, bro, Randy, you know you're going to hell, Randy. I'm not going to hell. All right? It's going to take me a minute to get into heaven because, you know, that line's just going to be, you know.
That's a great question, though. You're as talented musically as Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles.
Okay.
You're genius. Like,
yes.
legitimately one of the great musical geniuses in the history of this country.
Yes.
But you're blind.
Okay.
You take the trade-off?
Why not?
Oh, I like seeing.
I like seeing too, dog. But, hey, you saw Ray. I can feel her arms. I can feel her form. I can feel him falling. Now, the biggest thing about that, you got to, you know, because you can't see your money. You can't see your spreadsheet. But I'm sure they do it in, in Brill.
Brill.
Yeah,
Brill.
I'm sure they do, like, spreadsheets in Brill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they do.
We were somewhere recently, and there was some Braille, and Lily was like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's so folks, people that can't see, so blind people are able to read. And she was like, can you read it? And I was like, no, I can't.
I'm going to try it.
I can touch it and feel it, but I don't know what the dots really, I mean.
Because they have one of the dots in the elevator here.
They have them all over the place.
Yeah, they have them all over the place. Yeah. But now tell me this. Would I still have lived the life I've lived and lived?
No. You got to go back to square one and be blind.
No, I'm saying, like, you say or. Like, I can have.
Or you can be you.
I can be me and
yeah, yeah,
in my
not,
life.
You don't have to be some other bum.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh.
It's a win either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, yeah. But, yeah, man, like, just to be, go meet Stevie and, like, hey, Stevie ain't know he had beads on the end of them braids.
You
could
hear it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have thought it was something else, man. Yeah.
I could hear it.
Yeah.
He could really hear it.
Yeah.
Because they say when you lose one of your senses, all your other ones are heightened
and all that stuff like that.
I said this a few months ago when we talked about this. I'll say it again. We're due for a blind musician.
It's been a long time.
You know? And I know last time we said this, some folks let us know there are some rappers that are blind.
We know. But we're ready
to, like, for a big one. Like, Stevie Wonder is one of the biggest musicians in the history of American popular music.
Yes.
Ray Charles is one of the biggest musicians in the history. Like, I know that folks sent me the folks, and that's great. That's awesome that they did that. But, I mean, we need, like, you know, somebody's got to be to the level of, like, Taylor Swift, but blind.
With a harmonica.
Yeah, and also where all the harmonicas
Where all the harmonica guys at? Please do not send me a bunch of playlists with the harmonica people. I know they are out there.
Last harmonica I heard was like Blues Traveler in the 90s. It's been a while.
Yes, I know.
Outkast had harmonica on a couple songs.
Yes, we know. They do have people that the harmonica and all that.
But like Bob Dylan would be out there with the harmonica like necklace.
With a necklace on. That's what I need. I need a necklace harmonica guy.
We do. We're due
for
that.
I know they are out there. I do.
No, but we need like like somebody who that's their go-to.
I know that.
Blind person with a necklace harmonica. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at? I'm buying the album.
With braids with beads.
Randy's buying the album. All right. Yeah. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
What?
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The biggest news of the day in the National Football League is the trade.
Yeah, man.
That is sending George Pickens from Pittsburgh to the Dallas Cowboys. 2026 third-round draft pick and I think a 2027 fifth-rounder, sixth-rounder, or something like that. So the Cowboys add another receiver. Steelers
needed
did trade for DK Metcalf earlier in the offseason, so I guess that's a swap there, and they're probably going to need to add another receiver at some point over the summer. But yeah, man, George Pickens, fresh start, I suppose.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, George's last year of his contract. The funny thing is, like, how Jerry, hopefully Jerry knows his agent because he's the same age as Micah Parsons, who said he told the people that he didn't know who Micah Parsons' agent was and all those different things. I mean, if Mike T gives up on you, and I hate to say that's what this is, but to me, it seems like it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay. But then
it does seem like
then
that.
You look at it, the business side of it. He's in the last year of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to give him what he wants because you gave DK all that money.
Because DK has a big contract.
Yeah, DK got a big contract. And so that can go into a lot of the thought process behind this. I mean, he's laying a better situation, in my opinion, as far as talent around him.
Yeah, he knows who his quarterback is.
Yeah, he knows
who
his quarterback
is. At the very least.
He has a legit number one superstar receiver in CeeDee Lamb. The offensive line's going to be better. Ferg is a really good tight end. So he's going to have his opportunities, and he's going to get a lot of one-on-one coverage because of CD.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, he should go in there and play well. Now, the thing with it is because I don't get the sense from listening to people talk, and especially, like, listening to the people of Georgia, that Georgia's a bad kid. He's a bad – like, he does dumb stuff.
Right, he's not a bad kid. He's just kind of immature.
Bad person. He just does immature stuff. Yeah. I showed the one where he just yanked the Cowboys. And so I don't
I will say he does immature stuff.
That's
that oftentimes I find funny.
That is funny. But, yeah, you don't want
you know
to.
What I mean?
So I'm wanting to paint George as a bad person.
Right.
I don't think he's a bad person at all. But, you know, the immaturity things and, you know, them not wanting to give him a new contract. So you got third-round pick for him.
Yeah.
And he goes to a better situation where he can pay. Now, the one thing about Dallas pays. And you know, if he can sit there, because he has a quarterback, in my opinion, I think Dak Prescott is a leader amongst men, and I think that he'll respect that. Now, you don't want to take George's edge, because George is an edgy player, plays on the edge, all those things. That's what makes him who he is as a player. So you want to take that away from him. But, yeah, I just, you know, I wasn't surprised by it. I kept saying, like, why would you trade George Pickens? And you remember, I found out who the wide receiver coach was for Pittsburgh. I said, bless this man right here. You got DK and George in the same damn room?
Not anymore. You just said a whole bunch of stuff that kind of got me thinking – contract year two, like George Pickens might have a great year this year.
Yes.
Like all those different ingredients and the fact that it's a contract year, like you just kind of, you know, just kind of keep it together for 17 games.
Yeah.
George is going to put up big numbers and the Cowboys might not pay him, but somebody will. Yeah. Now that, I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I like it. This one was interesting to me. We saw this on TV yesterday. Eli Manning and Michael Strahan each have bids for minority ownership of the Giants, competing like, against each other.
Yeah, it's like
10% of the 10% team.
10% of the team. That's why I mean, you're like, well, why don't you sell a 10% to both of them? Because he wants to sell 10.
Or 5 each.
Oh, 5 each. That's what I want 10.
I want 10.
You know, and so I don't know how you deal between, because they're both all-time greats.
Yeah.
Do you go with this point where who can give me the most liquid cash earlier or sooner? I don't know how this. I don't know how you choose between those two.
Right, because like they're both legends of the organization. Yes. Eli is a Manning, so the Manning name continues, but also Strahan's like one of the biggest superstars in media.
Now. Yes,
like he's everywhere all the time.
And so I mean, who got it? Paper, rock, scissors?
I don't know.
Name out of a hat? Yeah. Coin flip?
Yeah, it's a situation that if they handle it wrong, could kind of be ugly. You know what I mean? Like if you don't, I alienate one of these two guys.
Yeah.
Like that's not, you know what I mean?
I'm going to be involved. Mad if I don't get this 10%.
Right.
You know how much 10% of the damn NFL team is?
It's got to be about $500 million.
Dude, that's
right?
A lot of bread.
Wouldn't you think? Like, I mean, the team's got to be worth $5 billion. It's the New York Giants.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's all. You think 10% of that? I'm talking about the initial buy-in.
I might be wrong about the number.
I think you're wrong about the $500 million.
Is it lower than that?
I think it might be a little lower as far as your take, your home take.
But $500 million is 10% of $5
billion,
right?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how much is the team valued at?
Yeah.
Valued at, not necessarily the sale point. How much is it valued at? Because, you know, Forbes does the value chart and all those of the team. So that's why I say I don't know if it's that much.
Also, neither one of those guys, maybe they do. I don't know their financial situations.
No.
But they're not just going to have $500 million.
No. That's why I just like when the Commanders was being bought, a team with Magic Johnson. Well, it's a team with Eli and or Michael Strahan. They ain't got. They probably don't even have 10% of that capital.
Yeah,
that's going to go into it.
Eli made a lot of money.
Eli made a whole lot of money, but you got to think about it. Are you going to spend all that money on a damn football team?
Right,
No. Eli retired. Damn it, $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put 100 of my 300 in a damn team. No, I'm not going to do all that. I do 50.
Right.
Yeah, I do 50.
Or a down payment. Is it like a mortgage situation?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you 100 of my 300. No.
Even though it's about as stone, lead cinch lock of an investment as there is in life right now.
It is.
You invest in a pro football or pro sports team in America right now, you're probably making money over the course of 10 years.
Now, you're talking my cheap ass. Well, I ain't cheap. I'm not even frugal. I don't like either one of them. I'm not cheap or frugal. I just don't buy stuff I don't need. All right? It's a big difference.
What's wrong with cheap's a negative word?
I don't like.
What's wrong with frugal?
I don't like big because I'm not frugal.
Thrifty?
What the hell is that? I wear nice stuff.
Yeah, just I don't know.
I don't want to have thrifty. I wear nice stuff.
You think like thrift shop? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I don't have nothing against thrift shops.
Yeah,
but okay. I wear nice stuff.
Yeah, stuff's nice.
Yeah, I don't do hand-me-downs and all that stuff, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not thrifty. Thrifty sounds. Are you? You're not thrifty.
I would say that I'm thrifty.
No, we got to come up with something different than that.
I think that means you just don't waste your money.
Thrifty means that?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. I'm thrifty then.
You're assuming that it's a thrift shop,
yeah.
Right? Like a thrift store.
Yeah. I ain't never been addressed as thrifty.
I think all those words are fine for me. I'm cheap, thrifty, and frugal.
You're not cheap.
I am cheap.
No, you're not. You're not cheap. All right. No, you're not cheap. You may be frugal, but you're not cheap. You're not cheap. Yeah, all right, stop.
No, I'm not cheap.
You're not cheap.
What I do, though, is...
using money carefully and not wastefully.
That's what thrifty is?
I'm a very careful spender.
Put me in the thrifty category.
Very careful spender. But I will pay, like, 3 times as much for something right now if I know it's going to last me 10 or 15 years than buy some piece of crap that I'm going to have to replace
in a year.
Is
that why you bought that polo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a long-term investment. As opposed to some crap from H&M that's going to fall apart the first time I sweat in it.
Hell yeah. I love it.
I don't know how long we're going to do this show, okay? We're 6 years into it right now. I give you a 100% guarantee that I will have that polo
at Lily's graduation.
Yeah. I'm going to have that polo forever. Unless I get really fat, which I don't plan on doing. But I'm going to have that polo for a really, really long time. It costs $102. You kidding me? It's outrageous. But it's starting to pay off, though. All this golf business is rolling in. Because, I got a text last break about some golf business.
I'm telling you, dog, it's the polo, it's the swagger, it's the championship mindset.
It's the trophy. It's the, you start putting trophies on the shelf, people want a piece of it.
It's the championship mindset.
There's plenty of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Funk to go around.
Yeah, I was hoping that we have,
let me tell you,
that we have the most popular show in Atlanta.
We got commercial breaks
yeah.
three times an hour, and we will gladly do live reads in every single one of them if you give us the opportunity to do it. We'll come back and talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.